This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Hello and welcome to Don't Forget Your Tips. I'm Sam Ferris, here as always with Martin Gabor, our carryover champion. Welcome, Gabs.
Not the first time, but probably the last.
I don't mean to call you a champ either. I mean it in the nicest possible way, because you guys are listening to Don't Forget Your Tips, the weekly podcast for you, the footy fan that's trying to get that extra edge in your footy tipping comp. Today we're looking at round 21 of the NRL competition. Gabs, before we do that, let's quickly look back at last week. 5 out of 8, Brad Fittler for the Squid, Gabs, Eels, Tigers and Sharks games. All wrong. We always said the Sharks Rabbitohs game would be a bit of a coin flip, and it pretty much turned out to be exactly that.
Absolute drama last week. 5 out of 8. I reckon the Squid should be pretty happy with that, actually. That game, I was there for the Sharks-South Sydney game. Look, I think 20,000 things happened in the final 5 minutes and golden point of that game. As wacky a result as I've seen this year. And then let's go back to Friday, Nathan Cleary getting sent off. If that isn't the story of the year, it's probably on the podium. I'm hoping it's a little bit more straightforward this week, but it is footy. There are 5 weeks to go. Yeah. I'll tell you what, literally anything could happen this weekend.
Yeah, and that's not brush over the fact the Tigers beat the Broncos.
Nope.
One of the great, maybe the greatest win of the season. I'm looking at that through a orange and black coloured lens, so make of that what you will. We've got 8 great games this week and a couple of very big games which could have some finals impacts. Let's not wait any longer. Let's get into it. Round 21 starts on Thursday night. It's the Roosters against the Broncos at 10-8. This one's at the SCG. Going back 20 years, this was the game of the year, Gabs. These two teams now both in finals contention. Let's start with the Roosters.
Yeah, well, the Roosters, they sit in 8th spot. They've won 3 on the trot. And as you mentioned, teams can go up and down every week based on every game. And this is certainly one of those. Now, no team has broken more tackles than the Roosters, thanks in large to James Tedesco and Joseph Manu. But they have had a double blow leading into this one. Lindsay Collins, he is out after another head knock. And Egan Butcher, he is suspended. Now, that is not ideal because the Roosters need all troops on deck for this one, because their record against Brisbane is their 3rd worst against any opponent over the years. Mm. Now, on to Brisbane. They've done really well on Thursday night games this season, winning all 4 of those games, and 3 of them were on the road, including 2 in Sydney. They also get Selwyn Cobbo back for the first time since round 16. He hasn't played since he was knocked out in the first few minutes of the State of Origin decider. Now, Fez, that is a really handy inclusion because he has scored 10 tries in his past 6 games. Not good for me. The person I'm playing in Supercoach Finals does have him, but they do lose Patrick Carrigan. He's been banned for 4 weeks for that tackle on Jackson Hastings, and that is a huge blow because, as we know, he was the player of the series in State of Origin, and he is very good defensively in the middle, and with him out, not great because they do lead the league for ineffective tackles.
Lots to consider there, Gabs. Which way is the Squid leaning for this one?
He smells an ambush, but he's not brave enough to tip Brisbane. He'll stick with the Roosters.
2 games on Friday night, the first at 6 p.m. It's the Storm against the Titans down there in Melbourne at Amy Park.
We're back, baby. The Storm, they snap their 4-game losing streak and they get to return home where they've won 6 of the past 7. It does help that they've still got the 2nd best attack and the 4th best defence this season. And the news just keeps getting better. David Norfoluma, he was picked up from your Tigers last week and he's going to play his first game for the club. While Brandon Smith, he is back from suspension. But, and there's always a but, they have lost Nick Meaney and Justin Ollum. Not great for their depleted backline. Opposition left wingers have scored 5 tries in their past 2 games against them. You can expect the Titans to go that way, especially with Jaden Campbell back in the starting side. He scored 2 tries off the bench last week and takes on the Storm, the team he made his NRL debut against last year. Greg Marsiu, he's also back in the team, but on the bench. And that's a big in because he averages the 2nd most tackle busts this season. But The Titans, they're just struggling at the moment. They've lost 7 in a row against the Storm and haven't won a game this season since way back in round 10. They're also none from 9 on the road.
So the Storm for the Squid here, Gabs?
Sure is.
The second game on Friday night kicks off at 5-8. This one's the Sea Eagles against the Eels at Four Pines Park in Brookvale. It's been a pretty wild couple of weeks for Manly, but they're back to almost full strength for this game.
Yeah, well, the big story obviously last week was the Pride jersey. 7 players stood down. Now, 6 of them are back this week. Josh Aloye, Heast is still out because of injury. Now, of those 6, Haumole Olakau'atu, he is the big inclusion. That's because he leads all forwards in tackle bust this season, and he's now scored as many tries in 2022 as he did in his first 3 seasons combined. The Sea Eagles, though, have the second worst attack and defence of all top 10 teams. Now, the Eels, they are leading the league in charge downs and offloads, and they're coming second in running meters. And Mike Acevo, my man on the left wing, he has scored 6 tries in his past 4 games and starting to get back to his best after that ACL injury last year. But Para, they have lost 3 in a row at Four Pines Park and have conceded 112 points in that time. They're also going to be without Mitch Moses. That is the big story. He's going to miss about 4 weeks with a broken finger. That's bad because he leads the league for try assists.
Yeah, if Cleary being suspended is on the podium for biggest stories, I think Manly losing 7 players over that Pride jersey might take out the gold medal. Gabs, the Squid, who's he tipping?
This is an absolute coin flip. We're not great in these, but he's going to go with Manly.
3 games on Super Saturday. I'm having a look at these ones. The first one starts at 3 o'clock. It's the Rabbitohs against the Warriors at Sunshine Coast Stadium. These teams have met 38 times and it's 19 wins apiece, but Souths have won 12 of their past 13 matches dating way back to 2013. Souths are coming off their first loss in more than a month, that 1-point loss we spoke about against the Sharks last week, but they have got Tane Milne back in the centres, but they do lose Tom Burgess, the big British forward. He's out suspended, which is a blow because he scored 2 tries in this match last year. The Warriors have been forced into a reshuffle. Chanel Harris-Tavita is out, so Wade Egan moves to 5'8", and Freddie Lussick now starts at hooker. I mentioned this match last year. It's not great for Warriors fans. They lost 60-22 that day. They've only played 1 other game at Sunshine Coast Stadium in 2022. That was a loss to the Dragons. And when they played Souths early in the year, they stormed home, but they did fall short 32-20. That was a magic round, wasn't it, Gabs?
Yes, very magical round 10 at Suncorp Stadium.
Yep, just couldn't quite get the chocolates that time. Souths or the Warriors for this one, for Squid?
Yeah, Augustus Gloop rejoice. More chocolates for South Sydney this week.
At 5:30 in Canberra, it is the Raiders against the Panthers. Now, the Raiders have lost their past 3 and 7 of their past 9 against the Panthers, but they have won 4 of their past 5 games, and the only loss was that controversial finish against the Dragons. Adam Elliott has been named to play, and Jordan Rapana is back on the wing after completing his suspension. Now, there's some big changes to the Panthers. The biggest, as we all know, is co-captain Nathan Cleary. He's out for the rest of the season suspended. Sean O'Sullivan takes his spot at halfback, and Jamin Salmon is the team's new 5'8". The Panthers have lost only twice this year, both times to Parramatta, and they still have 5 origin players in the starting side. But Cleary, he is a pretty big blow. He's also a huge blow for my fantasy team. even still, Gabs, is it big enough for the Squid to take the Raiders?
There's one little element that the stats won't mention. The last time they played, the Panthers crowd gave the Raiders the Viking clap. Canberra players are not happy, and that's why they're going to win on Saturday.
And the final game on Super Saturday is the Sharks against the Dragons. This one's at Shark Park, aka PointsBet Stadium. This one kicks off at 7:35. This is a local derby to finish off Super Saturday. The Sharks, they're in third and have lost just 1 of their 8 matches at Shark Park this season, but they've suffered a big blow. Fullback Will Kennedy is out with an ankle injury, and he could miss the rest of the regular season and week 1 of the finals. Replacing him at fullback is debutant Cade Dykes, son of Sharks great Adam Dykes. no changes for the Dragons from their loss to the Cowboys last weekend. If the Dragons want to play finals this year, this is a very important game. But their run home isn't too bad. What is bad is their recent form against the Sharks. They've lost their last four against Cronulla, and they got beat 36-12 at home in round three against them this year. Sharks or Dragons for the Squid, Gabs?
Sharks for the Squid. And just back to Cade Dykes for a second. Before last week, we hadn't seen a single third-generation player at the same club. Now we've got two in 2 weeks after Zach Fulton became the third Fulton, of course, to represent the Seagulls.
Two games left in round 21. Back to you on these, Gabs. The Bulldogs and the Cowboys are on from 2 o'clock. This one's at Salter Oval in Bundaberg.
Yeah, get the ginger beer ready to go for this one. Now, the Doggies, they are suddenly my favourite team to watch. Didn't think I'd be saying that at the start of the year. They're also chasing 3 straight wins for the first time since 2019. And let's stick with the Nines because Josh Adokar, he is 9 from 9 against the Cowboys and he scored 9 tries in those wins. So look for him to have a field day in this one. The Bulldogs, they did beat the Cowboys 6-4 back in round one, but they had lost 7 of their past 10 against them before that. Now, onto the Cowboys. They are chasing their 8th win away from home this season. That's a big deal because they only won 8 games on the road in the previous 3 years combined. Probably explains why they're coming second. And it does help that they've got the second best defense and the third best attack in the league. But they're going to have to do it without Kyle Felt. Another blow for your Supercoach team.
Yes.
He is out for 2 weeks with a hamstring injury. And that hurts them because he is their second leading try scorer of all time.
Bulldogs or Cowboys, you're right. Bulldogs are a lot of fun to watch this year, but the Cowboys, they're coming second. Who's the Squid taking?
Yeah, very fun, but I don't think it'll be too fun for them on Sunday. The Squid is tipping North Queensland.
And the final game of round 21 is on at 4 o'clock. It's the Tigers against the Knights. This one's at Campbelltown Sports Stadium. The Red Hot Tigers. Gabs, let's start with them.
Well, the Panthers are on a 1-game losing streak. Yep. The Tigers on a 1-game winning streak. Make of that what you will. Now, the Tigers, they are coming off their second highest score of the season, and that did snap a 7-game losing streak under interim coach Brett Camorley. Now, Adam Dewey, he was outstanding. He scored a try, and they had a lot of possession last week, helped by the fact they've made the third fewest errors this season. But they're going to have to do it without Jackson Hastings. He's going to miss the rest of the year with a fractured fibula after that tackle by Pat Carrigan. That's a huge blow, and it also doesn't help that they've lost 4 in a row at Campbelltown. Now, the Knights, they do get Bradman Best back as they look to snap a 4-game losing streak. Best, he did score back in round 2 when they bet the Tigers, and as we know, he can be one of the best centres in the game on his day, but they have lost their last 2 games against the Tigers at Campbelltown by a combined score of 66-16. And they're going to be without David Clemmer after he was stood down for spraying a trainer.
Yeah, normally it's the other way around. The trainer's spraying the players with some water or Gatorade or something. Gabs, this might be the first time in a long time that Tigers are favourites in a game. Is this Squid taking them?
Rejoice, Fez. He's backing them.
All right, those are the 8 games of round 21. Before we go, Gabs, give us the Squid's tips one last time, please.
Okay, this is it, Fez. This is the perfect round. He's gone Roosters, Storm, Seagulls, Rabbitohs, Raiders, Sharks, Cowboys, and the Tigers.
Thank you, Gabs. Thank you to the Squid, and thank you for listening. That is round 21 of the NRL done. If you're an AFL fan, check out our round 21 episode that's out now in your favourite podcast app and the Footy Live app. Also, remember, we have a weekday sports news podcast called Sport Today. It covers the big news, quirky stories, and we throw in a bit of trivia as well. It's all done in under 10 minutes and ready to go by 6:30 a.m. Check it out. Good luck this round, and remember, don't forget your tips.